I've seen all the signs.
And that's why we're back.
With more of our lines.
To help get you through
these troubling times.
The Brett and Jamie Show. The election is over.
We've seen all the signs.
And that's why we're back.
With more of our lines.
To help get you through
these troubling times.
The Brett and Jamie Show.
And right. We're back.
Here we go.
Sorry. We're back.
I know we took a little break.
We did take a little break for our sanity.
Yeah, right
well,
after the election.
I think more for my sanity than for anybody's sanity.
Well, I don't know necessarily about that, because I think that we all needed just a little break after the election.
So this is our post-election podcast.
It is.
That we got going on here.
A week later.
Well, a week, well, yeah.
Not quite a week later, but
almost a week later.
Yeah.
Well, you know, emotions were running hot, and I think that things were a little crazy. And
well, I think emotions are still running hot.
Yeah. No, I mean for me.
They're still trying to. They're still trying to get people to go to what is it? Change.org? Is that what it is? Where you go and sign the petition to?
I don't
get
know. Have I signed that petition yet?
The Electoral College people to vote.
Oh yeah,
for Hillary?
Yeah. I already did that
because Hillary has won the popular election.
She did win the popular vote.
It appears that it's going to be by well over 2 million people. I mean,
right.
Not necessarily
like super close.
Yeah, it was like well over 2 million people said
voted for
Hillary should be president, and somehow Trump became president. Like, you know, when Bush became president and Gore actually won the
right,
election.
Right. Yeah, and I think I actually did sign that petition, and I did post it on my wall, yeah, and other people have shared it and posted.
I was trying to remember. I think it's change.org. Isn't that it? I don't know.
I'm
pretty sure that's it. So if you,
I will look it up, and I will make sure that we get that information on Facebook.
All right. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Brett and Jamie at Facebook is where we are.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole week has been just a crazy week. It really has. All kinds of, you know, protests and things going on in the world. And then for me, I'm not thinking straight. Last night I went to take an Aleve and I chugged it down with Listerine. and I swallowed the Listerine and I'm like, oh my God, what did I just
so gross.
Do?
Did it make you sick?
Well, no, but I was like, oh, you're not supposed to swallow that stuff. What are you doing?
Oh man.
It's so crazy. And it's like my whole, this whole past week has been like that. Everything that I do has been, boy, I just it doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem quite right.
Well, I think that everybody's really a little stressed out. And what I think frustrates me the most is that all of the Trump people are saying, stop being a crybaby. Get over it.
Yeah, but
he won fair and square.
But he actually didn't because she won the popular vote.
And not only that, it's not, they think that we're just being whiny. And it's not about being whiny. It's about fear.
Yeah,
it's about a real, absolute fear. When you have people painting swastikas on walls and writing those on school desks and
screaming things at gay people and
teachers
Muslims
telling kids that they need to be deported.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a real problem. This is not just whining. This
Trump
is people being very afraid for their lives.
He said yesterday that he's going to definitely deport or arrest 2 to 3 million people immediately. I don't know how that's going to be possible because that's a lot
either.
Of people.
I don't either. That's like taking away people's guns.
But it's
I mean, come on. Can you really?
That's a lot of people to round
up. It really is. And that's a lot of police and immigration and military forces that will have to be involved in some way. And that's taking resources away from things that need to be focused on. Like the fact that there are Muslims who are being attacked. There are LGBTQ people being attacked. There are Mexican people being attacked.
Black
physically
people,
being attacked.
Yep.
And now
we have a.
This is our country.
We actually have a white supremacist in the White House. And Trump may or may not be a white supremacist. I mean, the way he talks, you assume that he is. But he actually has a white supremacist working for him.
Yeah. As one of his top advisors.
He is hiring the worst of the worst. I mean, absolutely the worst of the worst. And this is one of the things that frightens me, is because if Trump acts like Trump and he doesn't listen to those people, chances are they'll be fired at some point because that's
right.
The whole campaign
was
like that. The campaign was all like that too.
He went through so many people.
I know. And people I hire the best, only the best and the bright, and then I fire them immediately when they disagree with me. So, you know, we can take some sort of hope from that. But on the other hand, you don't want to take too much hope from that because if he's not listening to people, then he's just doing what he feels like he should be doing, then he could be doing some really crazy things.
Well, I did see a clip on Facebook last night from 60 Minutes is what it was tagged as, that he said that she asked about the LGBTQ marriage equality mm-hmm. stuff and whether or not he was going to overturn that. And he said, no, it's been decided by the Supreme Court that it's not even an issue. So he does these crazy back and forth things. And it's like, my head just spins.
Well, who knows? Maybe he'll decide that he's a Democrat now.
Maybe he will. And that would be a fantastic thing. And lots of people are saying that on social media. You know, he was always a Democrat. And then suddenly he turned Republican. So maybe he just duped the whole Republican Party and the American people into thinking that he's this asshole.
Of course, the big problem that he has is that all the people that he's surrounding himself with are the worst of the alt-right.
Right. Right.
I mean, just they're not even Republicans. They are the alt right. They are the white supremacists. They are people that are just.
What if he is a Democrat? What if he is and he has to keep up appearances because all of this court stuff is coming up. You know, the rape of the 13-year-old girl, the stuff with Trump University, mm-hmm. all of this stuff is coming up, and Mike Pence wants to get him impeached.
Oh yeah,
Mike Pence wants to be the president.
I'm going
to
be president, and I'm going to make sure that nobody gets an abortion, and
right.
no gay people are allowed to be in my country.
And if Trump is in jail, then Mike Pence is running the country.
Yep.
Well, though, you know, it's stupid because Trump appointed him as vice president.
Mike Pence is the one that's setting up the transition. So Mike Pence is already running the country. You know,
yeah. Basically.
And that's what they said. Trump was going to be the face of the nation, but Mike Pence is going to actually do the work. So.
And that's even more scary.
And they said, well, you'll be the most powerful vice president ever, except for maybe Dick Cheney. Because Dick Cheney was a pretty mm-mm. powerful vice president. He sort of had Bush wrapped around his finger a little bit there.
Well, and things are just, I think, getting worse and worse. Facebook fights are in full swing, and yeah, it's become a daily thing. It's not even once in a while you disagree with somebody. No, it's a daily thing.
Yeah, I've taken a break from Facebook.
Me too. I can't look at it anymore. I have to be away from it. I can't talk to these people anymore. I actually took a family break.
Yeah, well, sometimes you got to do that too, because your family is like, oh, not yours.
I'm
not.
No, well, mine. Yeah, mine.
Yeah, mine
because
too.
Because most of them are Republican, mm-hmm. and most of them wanted Trump.
And it's just Fox News talking points over and over and over. There's no truth or anything that can get past
anything. Well, and another thing that drives me crazy is the whole he's not my president. You know, for 8 years. We've had Republicans saying he's not my president. Obama is not my president.
He's not even an
bashing
American.
Bashing him.
Yeah.
Calling him a Muslim. Saying he wasn't even born in this country. The whole birther movement.
He's a Muslim Kenyan.
Right. And racism like you wouldn't believe toward our own president. And now they want to say, oh, shut up and stop being a baby.
Yeah, stop being a baby, you big baby. Because yeah. for 8 years
you're just being a crybaby.
Horrible, just incredibly
we need to unite
things.
Behind our president. That's what I've seen. And I'm going, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? Because you were being a crybaby for the last 8 years.
Where did you?
We didn't say anything about you.
Although now Trump is now saying that he doesn't necessarily want to get rid of all of the Affordable Care Act.
Right.
Because he went and he talked to Obama, and Obama was apparently telling him, you know, remember, with the Affordable Care Act, they can't turn you down because of pre-existing conditions. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And kids can stay on their parents' insurance, you know, until they're 26. Right. Although when Trump was talking about it later, he said, and the kids living at home thing, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
He had no idea what he was talking about.
No, he didn't, because those kids don't live at home.
Yeah, they don't need to live at home. They just can be on their parents' insurance until
they're
26.
They can or not. Whatever.
Yeah. The kids living at home thing, that's a pretty good thing. What?
Well, and I think
understand what you're talking about.
The good thing about Obamacare is that so many people are on it. So many people are dependent on it. And I think that it's going to be kind of hard to change that now. I think that we've come to this point where it's going to be really hard to kick 2 million people off of whatever.
2 million?
I mean, sorry.
22 million.
Yeah. Yes, I know. I'm sorry. I'm like...
See, you're gargling with Listerine and swallowing it. That's what you're doing.
I am, and I've got the sun like right in my face, so I can't see anything.
All the time, night and day, the sun is in my face.
It
I can't
is.
See a thing.
It is. I can't. Yeah. Whew, okay, I feel better.
All I can see is the Confederate flags all over the White House.
Yeah. And well, I mean, all over the country.
How
and
do you
people
suppose
are
Obama
talking
feels
about
that?
My America. Well,
knows,
it's my America, too.
He knows that the top aide for Trump is a white supremacist. He mm-hmm. knows that. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, welcome to the White House. Come on in, Mr. White House supremacist. I am the black guy in charge.
Yeah.
At least for a few more months, a couple more months. But,
I know.
I mean, how do you be civil with somebody that wants you?
You have to
have no rights.
Who wants to string you up from a tree?
Yeah, exactly.
Burn a cross in your front yard.
Yeah, and we've seen all that too.
We've seen
all of that horrible ugliness towards Obama over the last 8 years, and now people are genuinely afraid of what's going to happen with Trump, and they're all saying, "Oh, you? Why are they rioting?" And I'm like, "Well, first of all, they're protesting.
Peaceful protest."
Although there's been some things.
Funny. It's hilarious because I've seen on Facebook the Twitter posts from Trump. The one from 2008, I believe, that he said that we needed to march on the White House because he could not believe that Obama had won.
President.
So we needed to march on the White House and protest. And now he posted after he won that he can't believe that all these professional
protesters
are out there protesting him.
And the media is egging them on.
Yes. Exactly. And I'm like, really?
Wow, there's a lot of professional protesters in this country. I didn't realize that was such a
you are so two-faced.
That is awesome. How much do they get paid?
Oh, I don't know, but we should get in that. Yeah.
I want to
We need
that.
To get on
I
that.
I want to be a professional protester.
Let's do it.
Where do you sign up? Where's the...
I don't know. I'm going to start a page.
There must be something somewhere.
Professional protesters wanted.
Yes. Just send a picture of your face.
You can't get paid. Sorry, because I can't pay you.
What?
Well, you know,
well,
it's just a start.
You can't be professional if you're not getting paid.
Well, okay, but you are. You are professional because eventually we're going to get people to back us.
It's just like all the staffers at Fox News are required to go online to news sites and make comments that are anti-Obama.
What?
Yeah, they are paid professionals, and that's where they get that from. That's where they call people professionals mm-hmm. because they know that on their side there's lots of paid professionals that just go on comment things, and they have like 10 different IDs, and they'll say, "Oh, Obama sucks. Obama's the worst. Obama," and
he's a Kenyan. He's a Muslim.
And they
want to
reiterate those Fox News talking points over and over and over and over again in every possible way that they can.
Ooh. I'm going to get some backers. We need some people to sponsor us, I think, to get professional protesters so that's what people can do as their job.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good idea.
I want to be a professional protester.
I want to be a professional person on the internet who says bad things about Trump. Mm-hmm. I can do that all day long.
Yes, you can.
I can.
Yes, you can.
Let's do it.
Some Trump voters are already starting to apologize. They're already starting to say, "I didn't really mean for that to happen." Like the Brexit thing.
Oh, gosh.
In
are
Britain,
you kidding?
Where the day after the vote and they decided they were not going to be with Europe anymore.
And
the
they're like,
thing,
oh, my gosh.
Most looked up thing is, what is Brexit?
Yeah.
After they voted.
Yeah.
You know, just like
and then
now.
They're going, crap, I want a redo.
Well, I didn't really like all of the things that Trump said. I mean, you know, it seems a little weird that not very presidential that he would tell people to beat up black people in his audience or to, you know.
To punch someone in the face.
Yeah.
Or that we're going to deport all the rapists and drug dealers.
From
and
Mexico.
Yeah.
And the Hispanics.
That might not be very presidential.
And grabbing the pussies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's all kind of fun too. But.
But I didn't think he'd actually win.
Yeah, it was just a protest vote. That's all it was.
You know,
we had that black guy in the office for 8 years. A black guy. Can you believe that?
And nothing has changed.
Anybody,
oh, bull crap.
Anybody can be president if a black guy can be president. So it doesn't even count.
Obviously not a woman.
So I voted for Trump because I wanted to pick the stupidest person I could possibly find who says that the Affordable Care Act is about kids that live at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not. It's not about any of that. It's not about... He doesn't know anything about anything. Nothing.
And I hate this whole idea that they're protesting. That they voted for Trump in protest. You want to change something? Then change it. But don't change it this way. You know? I mean,
well, at least
now we've got a Republican president with a Republican House and a Republican Senate.
Yep. And probably soon to be a Republican Supreme Court as well.
Yeah. And that's not going to be good for you.
And Ruth Bader
Ginsburg, I don't know what made you think that they were all for the little guy, But if they were, if they were, this past 8 years would have been paradise.
There is no billionaire anywhere that's for the,
that wants to give his money to the middle class, to the poor people.
He has no idea what our life is like. What their life is like.
No, they want you to die in the street.
Yeah. And he, and on his website, it says that with when they repeal Obamacare, you know, we're not just going to let people die in the streets. Well, sure. What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
What's your plan?
You're going to take away health care. Let's
hear your plan.
But
I don't hear any plan.
How do you expect people to afford the health care that you want to put on the market? So I can cross state lines and buy health care.
And then
it's going to be just as much or more as what I'm going to pay in my home state.
That doesn't do anything for anybody.
And for the poor people?
The only people that does anything for is the health care companies. It lets them get bigger.
Yeah.
The insurance companies.
Pharmaceutical companies.
The insurance companies, if they can sell insurance over state lines, they can get bigger and bigger and bigger.
And
bigger
monopolize.
And yeah. And then they can set the prices whatever they want them to be, which is what they've always done to begin with.
And they're going
to
go up and go up and go up and go up, just like the EpiPen people.
Yep, just like they always have.
Yeah.
Did you see that? I'm pretty sure it was Colorado. Colorado actually voted on universal health care for the state.
What?
They wanted to go to a single payer health care system, and there was going to be a 10% payroll tax that paid for it.
Right.
And that would have paid for the whole thing, and everybody in the state would then have health care.
Which is way less than you're paying for insurance already.
Yeah, because think of what size your check is. Let's say your check is $1,500. For a 2 week period. I don't know what it is. I mean, that's kind of a round figure. But that means you would pay $150. So you would pay $300 a month, which is way less than you're going to be paying for health insurance. And you're going to have
full coverage on everything.
Yeah.
Without deductibles
and everything else.
Yeah. You're going to be able to go to the doctor.
And they said they voted it down.
Oh my gosh.
But you know why?
Why?
Because companies like Kaiser, which is a huge company, spent millions of dollars telling them how bad that was. And, you know, if you've got an insurance company telling you how bad something is,
you should go the other way. Run
the other direction.
Way. Yeah.
If an insurance company is telling you this is bad,
run.
Yeah. That means you should go the other way for sure. No matter, you know, it's like if the NRA is telling you that this is a good idea, it's not.
Don't walk. Run.
Run the other direction.
And,
you know, keep a shield because somebody's trying to shoot you.
In the back.
Yeah. I was although I was happy to see that marijuana did well at the elections.
Someone voted it down, though.
Arizona.
Arizona voted it down.
But I think several states, North Dakota and Montana, which is
California.
Well, I'm just talking about the ones that did the medical marijuana.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So, like these really right wing states, North Dakota and Montana, now allow medical marijuana.
Right.
Well, so it's just a step away from having recreational marijuana, of course. California, which is the fifth largest economy in the world, now has recreational marijuana legal.
And do you know how much money that's going to generate for them?
They're going to make so much money. I mean, Colorado doesn't have anywhere near the size of economy that the California does.
Mm-mm.
And Colorado is just booming.
Yeah, because they've got all the states that surround it, people coming in to buy pot.
And we still think that it's funny that, you know, the governor of Colorado is like, no, you guys should not legalize it.
No, we need to work out all the kinks first.
Let,
we need
let
to,
Colorado
to make
do it.
Sure that this is going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know,
meanwhile, he's going, how much did I make? $10 billion in taxes on this, right?
Yeah,
now?
Exactly.
$10 billion, really?
And it's really awesome because Colorado is doing something with that money. They're improving their school system with that money, infrastructure with that money. You know, they're renewing roads, and they're building more buildings, and
they're sending all kinds
updating
of
all of their school systems.
Coloradans can now go to Trump University for free.
No.
Trump University for free.
No.
I know.
Ugh.
You thought it wasn't going to happen.
That's always been my dream.
it's not everybody's dream. That's
you
everybody's
know.
Dream, isn't
Arrgh.
It?
And Jamie show. Go, go, go.
So why do we end up always talking about politics? There's so many other things in the world that we could be talking about.
Like what?
And I think that the vast majority of people in the world are pretty tired of politics right about now.
Okay.
Even the ones that are out protesting are pretty tired of politics right now.
Yeah, I know. So, I need to join a protest, though, just so you know. Okay. I'm going to.
That's all right.
Okay.
Do what you need to do.
I'm gonna drag you along with me.
Okay, I'll come along.
I think our kids would even get involved. They're really frustrated and worried.
Yeah.
They're worried.
Well, and it's so funny because they hear the Fox News talking points from their little friends.
Yeah.
And they come home and they're like, is this true? Is it? And we're like, seriously, that is not true. That is something that somebody heard on Fox, and then they told it to their kids, and they told it to their neighbors and their friends, and they put it on Facebook, and now everybody thinks that it's true, and but it is not.
And then our kids get mad because,
well, they shouldn't be allowed to just lie.
Exactly.
And yet they can, can't they? They can just say whatever they want to say. And that's the beauty of right-wing media, because they are very focused. When they decide they're going to tell a lie, they make sure that everybody is in lockstep with that lie.
Yeah.
Everybody in right-wing media, whether it's radio, all the way from Rush Limbaugh down to the littlest tiny podcaster, they are in lockstep with whatever lie it is that they happen to be going on right now.
Yep.
And it spreads like wildfire. It starts with just one person saying it, like Trump will say whatever conspiracy theory he has at the moment.
And like the election was rigged?
That he heard from InfoWars.
Oh, the election was rigged.
Yeah.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah, but apparently
it wasn't rigged because he won.
Yeah, although everything that Trump ever said was projecting, so I'm really worried that he might have found a way to rig the election. Maybe the Russians did, because the Russians said that they were in contact with his campaign
through the whole campaign. I was going to say that, and I saw an article that said that Obama wants to open an investigation to check into that, because you cannot have a foreign country involved in an election.
No, they were, and they were
that's
trying
illegal
really hard. They were spreading, you know, information. They hacked into the DNC and they were doing their very best to get Trump elected,
right?
Because, you know, and that's all the people that voted for Trump. How is that not a red flag for you? How is it when you knew that Putin was right there on Trump's side? How is that not a red flag?
You want to talk about Hillary and her emails and how she got people killed? And we're talking about Trump conspiring with Russians.
And the Clinton Foundation's pay for play. Although, you know, the Clinton Foundation is on the same level as the American Red Cross.
Right.
If you think that the American Red Cross is dirty, then the Clinton Foundation could be dirty. But the two of them are really good charities that prove that it's... that they're doing good things. You know, and one of the big Republican right-wing media talking points is that only 6% of the Clinton Foundation money ever goes to charities, which is absolutely 100% not true.
Right.
But it is true.
And what about Trump
Foundation?
Yeah.
It is true of the
Let's
Trump
Foundation.
Let's
talk about the Trump Foundation and how much money actually goes to charity.
Yeah.
Instead, it goes to pay for paintings of himself.
And how much money
that hang in his house
is actually Trump's money that goes to charity.
Right.
Virtually
zero.
None.
Yeah. And all of your money that you're sending to Trump charities is going to him.
And I saw that he doesn't want to take a salary as president, because the president gets paid $400,000 a year.
Right.
Which, if you're a billionaire, that's nothing.
Right.
So it's like he's being magnanimous by saying that he's not going to take a salary, because $400,000 is pocket change.
Well, that's because he doesn't want to live in the White House full time. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. He wants to live in Trump Towers most of the time.
Oh, of course he does.
Yeah. He doesn't want to live in the White House.
No, because it's not good enough for him?
Apparently not.
Because it's not all gold?
I guess.
I was worried that he was going to make the whole thing gold-plated and put gigantic Trump
across the top of it. Yeah. Oh my gosh, don't say that.
Put
Do not.
Trump across
don't
the
even
Capitol
put that
dome.
Out there. Don't like, even. I'm well, serious. Stop
got,
right now.
While
stop
you,
right
while you got
now.
The scaffolding up there on the Capitol
stop
dome.
It right
let's
now.
Put Trump
I mean
up
it.
There.
No more ideas.
Although Trump hotels
so
are struggling right now.
Yeah, so they are. And people are protesting out front of all of them.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's fantastic. I think people need to protest. I think that peaceful protest, absolutely. You know, I think people need to get out there and make their fears known.
Well, I think that we need to make sure that if they are doing things that are limiting the freedoms of Americans, that we say no.
Right. Well, and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren have both said,
I know,
we're
but they can't do it alone. That was the whole thing that with Obama. When Obama came in and hope and change, we're all very excited and happy. Mm-hmm. And then he's there and we're like, okay, screw it. He's got it now.
Yeah, because we needed to be standing behind him, supporting him and saying, this is what we want. We want universal health care. We want better wages for our people who are making minimum wage. We need a living wage in this country. We needed to stand behind him and say that we want the things that make our country better.
And then
not just for the millionaires, but for the working class people like ourselves.
2 years in, everybody had forgotten hope and change, and they were back to their regular lives.
Well, and then they were pissy because nothing was going on. And then the
Republicans took control of the Senate.
Yeah.
Because nobody was paying any attention. And the only people that vote in off years, because there's another election coming up in 2 years.
Yes, and we need to be at that election. All of us people who are protesting right now against what's going on, we need to be there in 2 years.
The only people that vote in those off-year elections are old people that watch Fox News all the time. Mm-hmm. And Fox News is saying, get out there and vote. This is important.
Yeah.
And they're the only ones that are getting that message, apparently.
We need to change that.
Yeah, that it's something that you've got to be aware of all the time. And it doesn't take a ton of time out of your day.
No, it takes 5 minutes.
I mean, we're over here ranting and raving and the way that we are because we're, you know, super progressive liberals. But this is not our whole day.
No.
This is just this little part of our day. And everybody needs to make it just a little part of their day. Just like take 2 minutes out of your day to brush your teeth and your teeth will be healthier.
Right.
You know, just take a couple of minutes out of your day that when somebody says something that's absolute bullshit, just say, you know what? That is not true. I'm sorry. I don't want to tick you off. I don't want to have an argument with you. But what you're saying is a right-wing talking point and it is simply not true. I'm sorry. It's not. It's just not true.
And then they're going to come back and punch you in the face.
And they're going to say, well, Hillary, well.
Her emails, those emails, she had all those people killed and stuff.
Kellyanne Conway is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The talker lady.
I know who she is.
Because she can, no matter what you say, she's like, ping, ping, ping. Just, you're right, deflecting.
Like playing tennis.
Yep.
She's deflecting.
She is a world-class.
She never answers the question.
No, never.
Instead, she goes on a rant about something either that Hillary did or that he's great at.
Mm-hmm. Or the Democrats did or, mm-hmm. you know, just something to really.
Deflect.
And. The people that talk to her get caught up in that.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever she's saying.
Instead of saying, you know, I'm sorry, but you're not answering my question.
And some of them have tried to do that, but she will never answer the question.
And then you don't have her back.
Why do they even have her on?
Yeah.
Because you know that she's not going to say anything. There's no sense.
Are you going to actually answer my questions?
Yeah.
No? Okay, then you can't be on my show.
You know, and I made a comment about the protests on something, and somebody commented back, they're not protests, they're riots.
They're not riots.
Even CNN is calling them riots now. And I'm like, CNN, the people that have Corey Lewandowski, who is with the Trump campaign, is still getting paid by the Trump mm-hmm. campaign.
Of course they're going to call them riots.
Getting paid by CNN. Yeah, CNN is not really journalism either. It used to be. There was a time when CNN tried to be journalism, but CNN just kind of blows with the wind. Whichever the way the wind is blowing, that's what they're going to do.
Right.
If there's a lot of people, I mean, because they really want to take some people from Fox News.
Well, you know, we said no more politics, and I know there was something else you wanted to touch on, so I'm done with politics now.
Yeah, but now we're out of time.
No.
We are. We're out of time. I know it's not right, is it?
And that's why we're back.
With more of our lunch.
To help get you through
these troubling times.
The Brett and Jamie Show. The election is over.
We've seen all the signs.
And that's why we're back.
With more of our lunch.
To help get you through
these troubling times.
The Brett and Jamie Show. The election is over.
We've seen all the signs.
And that's the election is over.
We've seen all the signs.
And that's the election is over.
We've seen all the signs.
And that's why we're back.
With more of our lunch.
To help get you through
these troubling times.
The Brett and Jamie Show. The election is over.
We've seen all the signs.
And that's why we're back.
With more of our lunch.
To help get you through
these troubling times.
The Brett and Jamie Show. The election is over.
We've seen all the signs.
And that's the election is over.
We've seen all the signs.
And that's the election is over.
We've seen all the signs.
And that's why we're back.
With more of our lunch.
To help get you through
these troubling times.
The Brett and Jamie Show.